The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by promodj.com, audioboom.com, clamor.com, sbsdesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music, nyc.com, vintagesoulsupply.com, diamondfuse.com, and manhattanscreenprint.com. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey guys, before you guys embark into our podcast, the Open Bottle Talk here on Chill Lover Radio, we wanted to go ahead and let you guys know, first and foremost, that this show contains adult, and I do mean strong adult situations, dark humor, and above all, vulgar language. If you're a person who has a weak constitution or any of the things that I stated in this warning, please go ahead and turn this off. No hard feelings. And by the way, Frank, yes, is there anything else you want to throw in there?
If you're Sandy, you might want to leave.
Fair enough. Enjoy. Also, you guys have been warned.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. My name is Key.
And I'm Frank.
And we are filming live right now this show. Frank, if you don't mind, what is today's date? Because when this airs, we're going to be in a different time zone with this recording.
Hell if I know, man. I'm on vacation.
I think it is now, this is December 29th.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, and it's pretty late right now. But also, we're filming live on Periscope.
That's true.
We do this usually every Friday. But because of the New Year's Eve holiday coming up, we all have priors.
Yeah.
And it's okay, and it's glad that you're here. And also, right now, we are including Periscope today. So everybody that's watching us right now, hello on Periscope. Thank you. Who is that? Keys Baby Girl. That's not creepy. Posted to Twitter and invited her followers. So we really do appreciate the participation of what we're doing today. And we want to say, I think this is going to air after the New Year. So yep. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, you know, let's be normal for a second. Frank.
Key.
What's your New Year's resolution?
You know what? I don't make New Year's resolutions because you get disappointed when you break New Year's resolutions. So I try to live a better life. And that's just in general.
Okay.
How about that?
No, I like that. I like that a lot. For me, I am going to say my New Year's resolution, and I started doing it prior. I think my resolution is going to be no more bullshit.
How can you avoid that?
By literally standing up to it and not stepping in it.
Okay.
Case in point.
Yep.
Let's say me and you are coworkers, not outside of this, and you started treating me like shit.
Right.
But normally people just ignore it. You know what? I have to work with them. You know, I don't have to like them.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to literally start sticking up for myself.
Right.
So if I think literally I'm being mistreated, I'm going to call the whistle and do it professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And that way everybody understands I'm not someone you should walk all over.
Right.
You know, if I don't respect myself, no one else is.
That's true.
So, you know, that single-minded mentality. Also, the other resolution is I'm determined to literally drop 60 pounds before my birthday.
Okay.
So, and I challenge you. Would you like to lose weight with me too? 60 pounds?
Sure.
Do you think you can do it for my birthday?
No.
At least you're honest. Okay, fair enough. Also, right now, today's, I think we should have a topic.
Your birthday's in March, right?
Yeah, my birthday's in March.
So yeah, that would be difficult.
Well, 60 pounds is, it's literally strong will.
True.
So here's what I'm saying. My birthday, we're throwing a huge birthday event located in the bulletin board on obsbeers.com. We're asking people to register, but it's 5 days of what I call the inebriation event.
Right.
5 days. I called off work, all my jobs called off. We're going to be periscoping like crazy. We're going to be podcasting like crazy. I mean, it's going to be maddening for my birthday party. And I think it's just a good way to celebrate. I'm outside. Take your time. Oh, guys, ladies and gentlemen, we have somebody actually outside of the shop here. His name is Stacken, and he's here to join us, but he can wait just a few moments. So before we allow Stacken to come in because we don't like him very much and he can freeze his nuts off on the outside of my garage.
Because it's cold in Vegas right now.
He chose not to be here on time. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to tell you guys what's today's beers. Then we're going to get into it. So I'm going to let Frank tell you what today's beers off after I find out how he's been since last week.
How have I been since last week? Pretty much the same. You know, it's I'm on vacation and I'm sleeping late. I'm on a 2-week break right now. It's too long, though.
It's too long.
It's too long because I've been out of my routine for so long now, it's going to be difficult for me to get back in.
Now, what was the best part so far of this this vacation?
Probably sleeping a little bit later.
Right.
But I've been sleeping till like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that's not real late, but it is.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so, and as for me, I am proud to say that we got new mics.
Yeah.
Boom stands. We've got a little more lighting. We rearranged the set. So those that want to see what the set looks like where we're talking about beer, it's OBS Beers on Periscope. And unfortunately, I got a little flustered trying to set up the new audio interface. That thing was maddening. You watched me fiddle with this for like a good almost 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was not pleased. All right, guys, so we're going to get down to the beer. That's the part you guys want. And again, Happy New Year's when you guys finally hear this. We want to say thank you guys for rolling with us in 2016. And we want to say 2017, we are definitely going to get your pants off because that's how we roll. All right, Frank, what are the beers that me, you, and Stacken, when we finally allow them to get in the house? You're in the doghouse, motherfucker. What are the beers?
We're going to be drinking from Cigar City Brewing, Florida Cracker, Belgian-style white ale.
Wait, what? What's the name?
Florida Cracker.
Oh, you got to love that. Oh,
Belgian-style white ale.
I'm going to so say that several times when we do it.
From Stone, it's Vanilla Bean Porter.
Ooh.
From Reds, it's a limited pick ginger apple ale.
Nice. Oh, which by the way, Reds is the only beer that we've done that we literally can do. We've done them all. We haven't missed a beat yet.
Awesome. And then I believe it's Gulladan. It's a Bock from Cerveceria Manos de Calaca.
They're stationed here, but they're under, you know what? I'll explain it when we talk about it.
Please do.
Absolutely.
And then last but not least, from Brewery Omegon out of Cooperstown, New York. This is a rare Voss Amber Ale.
Fair enough. There's a person, Leto, just asked us, how do we pick our beers?
When it's up to me, I just do random. I just grab whatever's there.
Always at random. We never ever let you guys fully know what we do because we don't want to take away the element of surprise. And then at the same time, if you knew what we were doing and you didn't like that review, you're not going to tune in.
Every now and then we do a kind of a theme night. Like last week, we were celebrating winning the best podcast of 2016 for chilloverradio.net.
Right. Eric Thur, 122 asked, yeah, how do we get the taste out of our mouths when we go to the next beer? And this is actually via Periscope Live, so yeah, I'm honored to answer that. I'll let Frank, do you want to take it or I'll take it?
Usually just drink a little water.
Yep.
Rinse the glass out.
Yeah. Or the main things in bars is salt. Salty cracker, pretzels, little snack, something salty, scrubs the oat. Ooh, girl, I'm not used to this.
Easy, big fella.
I'm not used to slapping mics around. Glory hole days. The salt scrapes the tongue and it goes through. Now, the cool thing about for me personally is I've been doing this for so long, I have developed a way to look past what the last beer was. It only messed me up one time and they got me on the radio. We had a sour and it was another beer and that sour residue took over the beer. That was a Brew Rebellion episode.
Yep.
And so I learned that, you know, you just got to rinse it out and move on to the next beer. But that's one out of several thousand beers I've reviewed. Not bad. It's like, I would say that's like a 0.01% that it's ever affected me. What about for you? What do you do to exfoliate the last beer?
Really just water.
Just water?
Yep.
All right. You want to let Stackin pick dessert?
No, fuck him.
Fuck Stackin. All right, which one are you looking at for dessert?
Let's go Omegon.
All right, so we're going to do Omegon last, guys. So, ladies and gentlemen, right now, Stackin LV702 is watching us live on Periscope. He's actually sitting outside my house. And if you guys were listening, you heard a low hum. That was his car. And, you know, he's freezing his nuts off, and that's what you get for being late. All right, guys, what we're going to do is now we're going to go ahead and we're going to start the show with our very first beer, and we're not going to tell you because you just got to stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and we are proud to say that we actually have Stackin here. So, Stackin, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Right now, why were you late?
Had some personal things to take care of, but I'm here.
Masturbation.
Absolutely. That's the first thing.
A little manscaping.
Oh, gross, gross. That's disgusting.
You already know, baby.
All right, so I'm glad that you're here. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the first beer. And what is our first beer?
The first beer we're going to do is Red's Ginger Apple Ale. It's a special limited pick release. This is made by, I believe it's actually made by Miller.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% correct.
And it's 5% alcohol. And if you want some more information, it's probably REDDS.com. Or you can just go to Miller and look up their lineup.
Absolutely. Have you guys, anybody ever tried this one at all?
I've not had it.
I've had a red, but not that one.
All right. This one just came out this year.
Okay.
And it is a twist.
It's a twist.
Oh. Yeah. Let me see your glass. Really? Stacking. Yeah. Just FYI, everything we do it on the soundboard, and that thing picks up everything. Everything. Yeah. So if you could just, absolutely, turn all that all down and, you know, since... I think
so. Soundboard right here.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
But what about, is that cool?
Not so much in between takes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be rather loud. Gotcha. So, yeah. I know it's your first time, so we're all good. All right, so I'm going to show everybody on Periscope what the beer looks like right here. So, if you guys want to describe it, Frank, go ahead and let everybody know the details.
Absolutely no head to it. It looks like apple juice. Really light. Yellow. Carbonation is, I wouldn't say it's fantastic. Very, very light. I'm interested.
Because
I've never had it. And it's not a cider. It's actually an apple ale.
Right.
So it's different than what I would be used to.
Fair enough. And how do you feel about how it looks over there, Stack?
Well, it's very yellow. Not so, I see it's very, just not many bubbles. Not too much going on inside.
Okay.
But like you said himself, it's not your regular red, drink, or beer.
So let's get down to the taste.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers, all that good shit, all up in there. Did we just taste it?
We did.
No, seriously, did we?
We did. We skipped over the smell.
You didn't smell.
So let's smell it.
No. Let's talk about the taste. No, it's fine. It's okay. We can mix some things up.
You know what? We wanted to get past it.
We wanted to get past it. Okay.
Subliminally.
Right.
We skipped. Skipped the smell.
Lock and load said stick to the format.
Yeah, we fucked up the format. That's all right.
It's great. Okay.
But we wanted to get past it, so we started drinking.
John Boy said, I thought you guys did Reds before. Well, we've done actually every Reds, and right now this is their new one. So obsbeers.com for all their Reds. Yeah, we definitely miss the smell. All right, so Stackin, what was that taste like, bro?
Like a minty ginger, like that. Peppermint ginger is what I taste in this.
Right, a little minty ginger. Okay. Okay, what about you, Frank?
It reminds me of hard ginger ale. I don't really get any apple at all. It reminds me of hard ginger ale, but not too hard. You know what I'm saying? It's not really burning, but it's like a really sharp ginger ale-ish kind of taste.
For me, it's actually more of on the tart end. It's a little earthy, but I'm getting a lot more green apples dredged in ginger. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And then what you would do is you would muddle that green apple.
Right.
That was dragged or dredged in ginger. And then that's what I'm getting. It's got more of an earthy bite. It's not it's not a campy ginger. This is more like a grown folks. This would make a great Moscow Mule.
Okay.
So those that don't know Moscow Mules, those are basically ginger beers, vodka, and a copper cup. And this actually would make a great ginger substitute for a Moscow Mule. Right. But other than that, it's really not much going on in the flavor department except for ginger and an apple beer.
Yeah, you know, once you start talking about green apples, yeah, that's more of the presence there. But I'm just fixated on ginger ale.
Yeah, it's very predominant. What about you, Stecken? I mean, yeah. Anything that we're saying, is it kind of helping? Because I know you're the new guy on the block with us.
You know the middle part of an apple?
The core, yeah. The
core, yeah, that's what I'm tasting.
That little bitter bite.
Bitter part, yeah. That's okay. When you describe a green apple, I'm not getting the outside of it or the mid part of it. I'm getting that where the seeds are at.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and kind of do it ass backwards. Cheers to the smell, because, you know, fuck it. I mean, aesthetics. Cheers to you over there, Mr. Stacken. Okay. All right. I think everything I described in my taste is the smell.
Medicine-y, though.
A little bit of that earth tone medicine, a little bit. Take your vitamins.
Right.
What else could we say about this? I mean, there's not much going on with this. It's just a simple beer Miller came out with. It's just simple, man. People think, what you got?
It's light.
It's very light?
Very light.
The huge misconception of reds is it's a cider. People have heard them.
Right.
Oh, I love that cider. And then you got to slap them with the baby in the face and you go, no, it is a apple beer. It's an apple ale.
Super sweet.
Most reds are very sweet.
Yeah.
This is something that's not as sweet. So it's something that you can actually have many of and not, you know, get that sweetness of it.
Right.
Because it has just enough sugar in it to where it's mellow to having more than one.
Absolutely. Give me a second here. I'm going to kind of right there. All right, guys. So I had to move the mic over just a little bit for Mr. Stack, and he's actually standing way in the back of the room. It's pretty funny. All right. So let's go ahead and get down to the grade here, guys. Let's start off with Stacking 0 to 5, 5 being the shit, 0 being the worst. What's your score and why?
I might give it a 4.5.
Wow.
The reason of, because out of all reds I've tasted,
did he just give this a 4.5?
Yeah.
This is the most phenomenal one I've had.
Oh,
out of all reds.
Oh, okay. So you're basing your scale off of out of all the reds.
Correct.
Okay. That makes a little more.
I mean, you know, but I mean.
You almost got to shut down.
Yeah.
but when it comes to this, if you want me to rate it off of.
Well, no, that was a great analogy. We were just trying to figure out where you were going with it, Mr. Stack, and you're like, oh, 4.5. And we're looking at each other like, what the fuck? And then as soon as you said, out of all of the reds, I'm like, aha. So that was, no, you're doing good. That's perfect. I really do appreciate that. Now, okay, so what's your score stacked up against other beers?
Oh, I'm going to give it 2.2.
Now, that's a normal score that we're used to. All right, Frank, you got on this Red's Ginger Ale by Miller.
I'm going to give it a 1.5.
Okay.
Way below average. To me, it's medicine-y, super, super sweet, and it reminds me of hard soda, which I don't care for.
Yeah, soda's the devil, I hear.
Yeah, soda is made by the devil.
Fair. Okay, for me, guys, out of all the reds, this one kind of falls short. I mean, it is what it is, but I think their logo placement should have been a green apple instead of a red apple.
I would agree.
It's a lot more tart. The ginger actually is non-offensive, and I'm a person who does not like ginger, so right. It's non-offensive. I could easily, I could sip on this ice cold. I don't think I can get behind it again at room temperature. I just couldn't do it. I think it's a little too gimmicky.
Yeah.
So, with that said, I'm going to go with let's do a 2. I'll just do a 2. Not the greatest. And that's a 2 across the board, whether the reds in themselves or just in general in the placement of beer.
Right.
So, and also it's in a clear bottle. It's in a clear bottle. I mean, you guys know I'm against clear bottles. So, we all know that destroys everything. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next beer. We'll see you guys in 2 seconds. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Stacking, how are you feeling over there?
Phenomenal.
After that first beer, are you ready to actually get down with some other beers?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Are we ready to move?
We are ready to rock and roll.
All right, so here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this beer is offensive to those that are non-white. Give it to the Frank.
Actually, it would be more offensive to the white folks, wouldn't it?
I was trying to make sure that it was not understood.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Then I screwed it up.
Yeah, that's fine. It's okay.
Cigar City Brewing's Florida Cracker Belgian-style white ale.
Wait, what was it called again?
Florida Cracker.
I like that.
Belgian-style white ale from Cigar City Brewing out of Tampa, Florida. 5.5% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, it's www.cigarcitybrewing.com.
Fair enough. So what I'm going to do...
It's a can.
You got it. Do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. There it is.
Oh, that's wonderful. Can I have your glasses, gentlemen?
Oh, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a new format that we do on the show. It's called Pull Your Pants Off. And if you're listening to us right now, this is where you literally just take your pants off. I think that's a great thing to show your support to the show.
Nice. I'm getting the bottom of the can.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Big shout out to Cigar City. So right now what I'm going to do is, all right, let's go with Stackin. Stackin, how do you feel about the visual on the can?
I love the blue, the baby blue.
The baby blue?
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Frank, how do you feel as a white man with the word cracker on a beer?
Oh, I don't really care.
Perfect. We're going to show everybody on Periscope right now. It says... Uncle Cracker, I mean Florida Cracker. There it is. I appreciate I'm over here covering the mic and shit. I'm going to let you right there. There it is for you guys right there. I think it's really cool. Cigar City has never failed me. As far as many beers I've ever reviewed, they have never, ever failed me.
Right.
So, all right. So, anything else you want to talk about before we smell it?
No, but we got to make sure we smell it first.
Good. Right. Yeah we have to make sure we smell it. All right, guys. So, cheers to the smell. Do not put it in your mouth, or I'll put something else there. It's my dick. Ah, there it is. There it is. It definitely smells like bingo night and shuffleboard. No, it doesn't. No, I'm just kidding. All right, we're going to start off with Stackin' again. Stackin', what do you got on that fragrance? Let him have it.
Mild sour.
A mild sour?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else?
Peppermint.
You get a little peppermint from this, okay.
I am. Okay. Like not so necessarily a cinnamon.
A cinnamon? Correct. Okay, fair enough. Okay. No, you're good.
But yeah, that's what I'm getting is the mild sourness to it.
Okay, so fair enough. Are you comfortable with your decision?
Yeah.
All right, anything else? Any like fruits, vegetables, placement of where this is, anything like that? Maybe a color? Are you getting anything else, Mr. Stackett?
Not necessarily fruits, but like maybe a little bit of a lemon.
All right, fair enough. Mm-hmm. We've got a little citrus note going on. Mm-hmm. All right, Frank, what do you got for these ladies and gentlemen listening to us right now?
Surprisingly, I'm getting a pretty strong alcohol burn.
Okay.
To the nose. Smells spicy. Really peppery. And because it's a white, I know it's going to have a coriander presence to it also. It should also have somewhat of an orange peel sense to it also. But I don't – I'm not getting – orange on the front.
Right.
It doesn't smell sweet. It doesn't smell hoppy. To me, that's what surprised me right off was just the burn of alcohol I'm getting.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so a little bit out of both your guys' descriptions, you guys are both right. So there's a nice mentholated fragrance. I want to say that's due to the Belgium yeast that was present. I want to also throw in there is some huge citrus notes all day. Lemon, lime, grapefruit, a little bit of grapefruit, and a touch of orange. Matter of fact, if you really reach in there, you could probably find some pineapple sitting in there. And it does smell a little boozy. I really do believe there's a little booze fragrance in there. But I still don't smell the cracker. I'm trying to figure out why would they call it the cracker.
It's not about a cracker like a saltine.
Oh, it's because it's white Belgium.
Well,
you know, I'm just asking. I don't know how
this works. Yeah, you know, white folks in the South are called crackers.
Oh, got it. For the edibles they make.
It's like another word for redneck.
Oh, God.
You with me now?
I got you.
So I believe it's designed to be an offensive term for white people.
Okay.
But we really don't care.
No, we don't. No, because I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
No, I meant by white folks.
Right. No, but I'm also trying to agree with it saying that it's a white Belgium and Florida cracker's white.
Right.
White Belgium. But it's 100%, if those that love Belgium beers, the fragrance is immaculate. It's got spice. It's, you know, I definitely got some of that coriander a little bit. There's a little pepper in there.
Right.
So you guys were 100% spot on with that. So, all right, guys, let's get down to the taste. So let's do it.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, that's spicy. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That is, it's definitely got a drying aspect to it. I'm going to go ahead and just kind of go forward with this because I got it already in my head. Yeah. It's spicy. It's got coriander. It's got, I'm going to have to go with this, a little white pepper involved. It's got that Belgium yeast that is so familiar, that metallic earth, you know, that tone that's set by Belgium yeast. I'm definitely getting a whirlwind of citrus, and the predominant one I'm getting is lemon. Definitely getting a lot of lemon citrus on here, whether it's with the pith, the peel. That's what's going on. And at the same time, it's very light, refreshing. And it's got a great mouthfeel with this. It's a very, I think this is definitely a winner if I were to do this ice cold. Whoever else wants to jump in, by all means.
Well, pretty much everything what you said is what I'm getting as well. But I'm going really south with this.
Okay.
The foam off of a root beer soda, maybe like a, what is the soda? The, not the soda root beer, but the, what's the other part of a root beer?
The foam?
Not the
head?
The head of a root beer.
Okay. Yes,
that's what I'm getting. It goes down.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So you're getting, like, that foam part. If you ever pour a root beer and you...
Oh, you're talking about the head of it.
The head of it.
Okay, right. So you're getting the head of the root beer.
Correct.
That's what you're getting out of this?
I am.
What else are you getting? Is there anything else that you're picking up out of this? Any other type of notes? You trust me, you're not wrong in what you're saying because we're not you.
Definitely very spicy.
Okay.
A little bit of that orange, as we spoke earlier, in the smell part of it.
Okay.
And not as sour as I was expecting. Actually, it's between the middle of sweet and mild. Not sour.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. All right, what about you, Frank?
Not as boozy as I thought it was going to be. It was pretty boozy on the smell. Tasting it was not serious fruit presence in the taste. I think, like you said, lots of oranges and lemons and limes, real citrusy. But the whole fruit, not just the meat, the pith and the oil from the peel too. And spicy as hell. Lots of coriander. Like a little nutmeg maybe.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's got some spices going on in there. Absolutely.
But not, usually a white is pretty delicate. So, and this is not.
So who do we got here? Straight for Mexican wants to know, where do I get this beer at? Cigar City Brewing. In Florida, actually. They sell them throughout the whole state of Florida. I'm not too sure if they go outside, but just wanted to let you know where they're located. They're in Florida. So, all right, guys. So let's go. Did we taste it?
We tasted.
Oh, man. What's next? Stacking, what's... Oh, wait. Shh. Don't
say that. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Stacking, what's next?
The rating of this beer.
And how does the rating work, my good dude?
One as bad, or zero as bad, and five is awesome.
Absolutely. All right, so what do you got on this beer and why?
For what I tasted in this, I'm going to give it a 4.4.
Okay, why?
It has multiple flavoring to it, every taste. Every time you sip on it, you get a different taste.
Okay.
It's different. It's not your regular beer in a can.
Right.
It's something I would definitely, again, just get a six-pack and call it a night.
Okay, fair enough. Well, what about you, Mr. Frank? How do you feel about this beer?
Yeah, I would agree with Stacking on what he's saying about the beer itself. It's a kind of a front porch beer. Let's just hang out and just drink a few beers for a while, ice cold. I'm not sure it's all that great at room temperature like we, you know, normally review beer at. I'm going to go 3.
All right. You're going to do 3?
Yep.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a huge fan of Belgian beers. I really am. I really... very partial to the yeast and its profile. So I'm going to go a little bit different. I think room temperature, this is a little off-putting because it's that spice. It's a very spicy beer. So I'm going to give it a 4, solid 4. I'm going to give it a solid 4 because either ice cold, room temperature, that spice is going to be talking to you. It's almost like a bad aborted chili beer.
Okay.
It's almost like a bad chili beer.
Right.
Or, you know, instead, it was like, this is the bad beer. Let's just go abort this. You know what I mean? And Cigar City picked it up. Was like, we're going to make that. And I think it works out great. I like it because it's different. And also, I think it's versatile. This would be great with the marinade. Oh, this would be great with fajitas.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man. This would go great with fajitas.
Enchiladas.
And, yep, wet burritos all day, absolutely. Definitely cold, room temperature, very versatile. So that's how I feel about it. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next beer. We'll see you in 2 seconds. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and right now we're going to move on to the next one, and I'm actually pretty interested in this next one because it actually is a Las Vegas satellite place that they started promoting this beer, and then they were saying the warehouse was here in Vegas.
Interesting.
I don't know if they're even around anymore, but the cool part is they're actually owned by Modelo, and of course, you guys know me. I'm a huge De La Muerte fan. So, Frank, what are we doing, bro? And if it's in Spanish, wait, ¿habla español?
Sí, hablo español.
Okay, matter of fact, could you read that label to us? Like, because I know that shit's in English somewhere. Yeah, top that. Part? What does that top part say?
Gulondo.
And what is the fuck is Gulondo?
Gulondo is like, well, it can be multiple things in what that means.
Let's be on the crusty side. What could it mean in a bad way?
In a bad way, it can mean...
Don't think about it. Just
I'm the shit.
Oh, I'm the shit.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. All right, so... All right, Frank, go ahead. That works. Go ahead and tell them what the beer is, my good sir.
So it's Gulondo, brewed and bottled by Cerveceria Manos de Calica out of Tecate, Mexico. This is 6.5% ABV. It's imported by Lib 8 Beverages, maybe, out of Las Vegas.
Absolutely. Now, here's the cool part, guys. What we're going to do is I'm going to show you the label here on Periscope, and it shows a really fat skull gremlin with this dope-ass rattlesnake. It's very Lowrider-esque. If you're into the Lowrider magazines, this is very Lowrider style artwork. All right, so we're going to go ahead. So, Frank, how nervous are you about this beer? Actually, no, I take
not at all.
I scratched the record. I was saying Modelo.
Right.
I meant Tecate.
Right.
Which I believe they're under the same house.
I think so.
Yeah, so whatever.
Tecate's better.
This show's about to get shut off.
Awesome. All
right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and do that. Here we go. All right, a little bit for the gentleman on the end. Stacking is boom. A little bit for Mr. Frank, and a little bit for me. All right, so in your guys' opinion, how do you guys like the label?
I think it's a pretty cool label. That guy's pretty nasty looking.
Yeah.
Especially like, with that snake on his shoulder.
It's like the dead of the day, but in...
Oh, yeah. This is definitely... Unfortunately, even if this beer is horrible, it's still going on my shelf. It just has to, because it's just a part of my collection. All right, guys. So let's go ahead and rock and roll. Let's cheers to the taste or the smell?
Smell.
Well, let's do the smell. Cause
smell first.
All right. Cheers to the smell. All that good stuff. All right, guys. To the smell.
Nope.
All right. That smells very, very... I just found JonBenet Ramsey's... killer. Like, oh no, it smells like, oh no, it's Carrie Fisher dead. Like, it's horrible. This is horrible. This is Last Christmas George Michael's dead. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys didn't understand, we had a warning at the beginning. I just thought I'd throw that in there. If it's not working for you, oh well.
Don't fast forward through the disclaimer at the beginning.
Yeah, we wanted to let you guys know. No, this is a really unpleasant smell. For me, it's very familiar. It definitely smells like a Mexican lager. Nothing against Mexican lagers. It's just there's nothing really here, and it smells vile. It's not appealing to me at all. It's super malty, but the yeast was butt-fucking the suds, and then all of a sudden, the hop profile was like, yeah, fuck me too, and it was like a really bad scene of fucking sausage party.
I think it smells a little bit sweeter than your typical Mexican lager. It doesn't remind me of Corona. Doesn't remind me of Modelo. It's just it does smell along those lines, but just a little bit on the sweeter side.
Absolutely, it smells sweet, but it's you know what's weird? Is it me or is there like a really faint smell of either nougat or marshmallow? That's like the worst off-putting ever. It smells like candies in there.
Yeah.
The fuck is this, a piñata in a bottle? No offense, Deacon, I'm just saying this beer is bullshit. I'm not a fan of the fragrance whatsoever. It's unappealing because it has this weird turn of that. I think the sweet is the part is throwing me off. It's almost like hard candy.
Right.
What about you, Stacken? I'm sorry that I had to talk, but what you got, brother?
I got a pumpkin pie. That's what I'm getting.
You got a pumpkin pie? Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting. Like a very light pumpkin pie. Like a diet pumpkin pie. Like,
okay.
You know. Did you just say diet pumpkin pie? We're all fat like, dudes on the show.
Pumpkin pie light.
Pumpkin pie light, yes.
Half the calories, half none of the calories, taste. Yes. Like, holy shit, that's fucking funny. All right,
never seen a, you haven't seen a pumpkin pie? Like,
if you're diabetic, light? That's the only light you're going to get, brother. No, fuck that. There's no stevia in here. Fuck that. All right, guys, let's get down to the taste and get this over with because I am really, really offended by the smell. I'd rather go fucking smell bums for a day than do this again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to get it with it. Metallic-y. It's definitely at the pinnacle of all Mexican lagers. I don't know which one's worse for me, Corona or this beer. The label work is dope. I'm glad it's here in Las Vegas, but the flavor is over malted, it's metallic, so it's over yeasted. It's unsettling how a national corporation such as the Tecate company could just go ahead and hodgepodge and go boom, this is the new shit. Mm. It's just over. I think it's overdone. Like when you have coffee and you let it sit too long, it becomes that singed flavor. It's overdone. I think this is overworked. Overdone.
It's medicinal to me. Seriously, it tastes like medicine. Someone on Periscope mentioned stevia. That it does remind me of stevia. Even worse, it reminds me of Sweet and Low or what's in the yellow?
The yellow stuff.
I can't remember what. Oh,
it's Uncle. It's Uncle Grandma's Bad Bukkake Bluff Float.
Right, Uncle Grandma's Bad Bukkake Buff Flow.
Yeah, it gets a better acid
stuff. But it, I mean, it's right in line with the rest of the Mexican lagers.
Yeah,
Corona, Modelo, all that stuff.
It's not even a lager. It's an ale, and it's unfortunately bad. So let's ask the rookie, Stecken. How do you feel about this beer? And I want you to look. We love you. You be honest. If you don't agree with this, tell us.
I don't agree with you.
Okay, why? Before you even tell us, fuck you, but go ahead.
Out of all his Mexican drinks I've had, Tecate, Corona, Modelo, this is more of the smooth line of everything. This is actually not your nasty tasting, you know.
Right. Okay, not, so.
You know. Keep on. Anyways, it does have the spice.
Okay.
It does have the pumpkin in it that I taste. And a little bit of crunched, very, very crunched, very, very crunched.
So it's like a coconut, little chewy, it's a little, like a little, little, little chewy mm-hmm. texture. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're saying that this is a lot smoother than all the other.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let me see if I can get a good comparison. I'm pretty good at this. So you're saying if there was a lineup of every uncle that touched you, and there are several uncles that were bad, this particular uncle had the most smoothest of all journeys.
Correct.
Gross. All right, so fair enough. I'm just saying, I just had to kind of give everyone a little taste of their own medicine. No, and I'll be honest with you. I want to say full-heartedly, I agree with you. Your palate is your palate. I'm just guys, it was just a joke. Stacking is a part of the family, and Stacking knows the risk when he sits here with us. But no, he's right. If you're those people who enjoy a good Mexican lager or Mexican ale, and what he described was, it does have a little more body. But for me, time after time, doing this for a long time, you can definitely taste when they throw shit together. And most people, and this is not a dog on Stacking, Stacking's a rookie into the craft beer game right now. Over time, he'll understand what me and Frank are always talking about. This is just a thrown together thing. Get it out there. The masses will pick it up because it's a cool label. A lot of people can relate to the label and go, that's that life. And matter of fact, the label looks like some tattoos I've seen on this planet that I've been around. And I can understand that. And based upon what Stacking's saying, it is hands down a lot smoother and better. I'd probably drink this if there was a Corona in front of me. I would honestly grab this first. Or, Frank, would you grab this over Modelo?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all in agreement. It has a little more body. So here we go. All right, Frank, what you got on this bad boy? What's the grade, brother?
I'll give it a 2. I think it's better than Corona and Modelo, probably because it's just a little bit sweeter than those two. But for the most part, I don't really care for it.
Okay. Stacking, what do you got for us, brother?
3.3.
Okay, why?
It's, again, being in this craft industry and having tasting different, you know, beers, for this to be an offset of a Corona, Modelo, Tecate, so on forward, you know, it's Well, I would rate this higher than those beers.
All right, fair enough. For me, guys, I'm actually just going to pop it with a 2. I think the artwork is phenomenal. I give homage that it's here in Las Vegas. And it's a little better than most of the rest, Pacifico, Corona, and Modelo. And there's nothing more that we can say about this. So we appreciate you guys' efforts in doing what you needed to do. But I think what falls short is you guys should put a little more love and care and really think about the quality of your beer before you put it out. You can still put the label on there.
True.
But it's okay because the masses will eat it up. And that's just how it works. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, right now we're going to go ahead and incorporate our new segment of the show. Is basically what we're going to do is we're going to have people from Periscope call in live for the show, and we give out a topic. And our topic for right now is cans versus bottles. And right now, if you want to call in, right now we've got it open. It's 503-86-BEERS. Go ahead and call us right now. Right now, so how do you guys feel about cans or beers, guys? What you take?
I don't really care either way because I'm drinking out of a glass.
Oh, we've got a caller. Here we go. Let's see what we got here. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's this? Oh, this is Justin. Hey, Justin. Justin? Hello?
Hello?
All right, so cans or beers? Which one do you like?
Cans or bottles?
Oh, what am I saying?
Beers.
Okay, which one? Cans or bottles?
Bottles.
And why?
There is some good canned beer, but like I think sometimes like bottle beers taste better than canned sometimes.
Right.
Because you get that canned flavor sometimes to a canned beer. Like you kind of get a can taste, kind of
like a metallic taste.
A little bit sometimes. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Fair like enough.
Taste kind
of. All right, Justin. We want to say thank you for your contribution to the show. We'll holler at you. Peace. All right. Anybody else want to call in right now? The number is 503-86-BEERS. Go ahead, whoever the next caller is. Cans or beers? Stacking, how do you feel about cans or beers? I mean, cans or bottles? Oh my God, something is wrong with me. Have we been drinking?
A little.
All right, good. Yeah, you know, white girl wasted over here. So, anybody else want to call in real quick? What about you, Stacking? Go ahead and tell
us. I'm going to go with bottles.
And why?
Cans, I think it takes away the actual creation of the beer itself.
All right, well, for me, I think I am going to go the opposite way. I prefer neither, because I pour it in a glass anyway. It doesn't really fucking matter.
I think, though, we've been conditioned to, you know, you're growing up and you're in high school and you're sneaking beers.
Uh-oh. You don't mind, do I?
No, go ahead.
All right, here we go. All right, thank you for contacting the Open Bottle Talk. You're on the phone here with Key, Stacken, and the Frank. What is your take on bottles versus cans? Almost said beers.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
All right, what's your name?
Hey, oh. Jasper, how are you?
What's going on?
Hey, Jasper, how you doing, my dude?
Good. I definitely prefer the bottles to cans.
Okay.
But, most of the time, I'm drinking out of a glass, so it doesn't really matter to me either way. Because I'm pouring either one of them into a glass, so it's not too big of a difference for me. But if I'm doing straight out, I definitely like the bottles better.
Nice. Now, here's a part two question of that. When you're drinking these beers out of the bottle, are you wearing pants?
Oh, no. I'm wearing pants normally, but when I'm watching you guys, pants down all the way.
Oh, appreciate it, my brother. All right, what's your favorite show to watch, my good friend, on Periscope?
OBS. Definitely Open Bottle Society, brother.
Absolutely. We want to say thank you very much for your contribution. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, have a good night.
All right, peace. All right, I think we'll take one more phone call on that topic.
So I think why people think it tastes metallic is because we grew up, you know, sneaking beers and you drank it right out of the can.
Right.
You didn't go to, you know, the field and have a bonfire and everybody poured their Bud can into a nice tulip-shaped glass like this, right?
It didn't have the time.
Right. It was about pounding it
and not getting caught.
Yeah. So I think that's why people associate canned beer with that metallic taste, personally.
Absolutely. We'll take one more phone call. Anybody else out there in Periscope want to call us? Those in the future, please write down this number. Our number is 503-86-BEERS or 503-862-3377. Make sure you lock that in because we'll start incorporating that more. We'll take a few phone calls with that. All right, so I don't think anyone else wants to call. I think they have what they call Sandy Vagina. Yeah, a little bit of Sandy right there. So we're going to go ahead and close our phone line right now, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. See you in 2 seconds.
We'll be right back after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys don't know where to go, hands down, you're like, oh my God, I'm standing in this store and there's an aisle full of beer. What are you going to do? You're going to pull out your phone or your mobile device and head over to OBS Beers. Frank, why do they want to head right over to OBSBeers.com?
Thousands and thousands of funny-ass beer reviews.
What? Funny?
Funny.
Why would I need to be funny when I'm looking for a beer? What do you mean?
Well, why not laugh while you're looking for beer?
Ah, that's a fantastic thing. Are you saying thousands?
Thousands.
Oh my God, is the website broken down?
It's broken down by style, by ABV, by brewery, by you name it, it's broken down.
Holy fucking shit. You know what? I have another question for you, Mr.
Sure. Frank.
Are they on Facebook, Twitter, Skype? What else is there? Snapchat? Are they on every social media that could be possibly known in today's standard of, I don't know, phone activity?
You name it, they're there.
And what type of handle would that be under?
OBS Beers.
I like it. And one more time, what's that sexy-ass website?
www.obsbeers.com.
Hey, I'm not gay, but I'd fuck gay. Frank, you could get it, too.
Ew.
Welcome back.
Ladies and gentlemen from around the world, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make sure you listen to that warning label because shit's about to go south. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into our next beer. This particular brewery is at the top. It is a main, a household name, but at the same time, they're hated and loved at the same time. They've been called snobs or they're just too bougie for the rest of the world, but they hit you back with, you're not worthy. It's not cheap beer. You just can't afford it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for
Stone Vanilla Bean Porter from Stone Brewing out of Escondido, California in Richmond, Virginia. This is, again, it's their Vanilla Bean Porter, and it is 5.9% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, it's stonebrewing.com/vanilla bean. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, all that stuff.
Fair enough. All right, so guys, real quick, Stacking, how do you feel about Stone?
Stone is, they're definitely, they know their stuff. They know what's going on. They know what to provide. They know what the people are looking for that
really
are in this, interested in drinking a unique beer, I would say.
Okay. And what about you, Frank? How do you feel about Stone?
I think Stone is really basically known for their IPAs. Really aggressive hop-forward palate wreckers. And then occasionally they do some side stuff. It's like their IPAs really pay the bills, and then they are kind of able to do these one-offs because they've got something that's rolling the money in. Although I don't particularly care for Stone IPAs as much, I do like their variants, you know, the Arrogant Bastard and the Southern Charred and even the Stochasticity projects that we've been having the last few weeks.
Maddie from Periscope said, beer sure has changed over the last decade.
Yep.
Absolutely. Goddamn lootly it has.
Yeah. So, fucking cheers to the smell.
Let's do it. Cheers to the smell with the big old fucking, that's earthy.
Yeah. Super, super coffee. Really coffee forward.
Absolutely.
I'm not getting a whole lot of vanilla bean. It's more like a barrel aged.
Okay.
I'm getting oak and smoke, but no vanilla bean, which is interesting.
Absolutely. So what do you got over there, my good sir?
I'm going to go with the dark mocha.
Okay. Nice. Dark mocha.
Yeah. Very dark coffee with nothing in it. Just straight black.
Okay. Do you smell vanilla at all?
I have to go with Frank. I don't smell the vanilla.
Okay. But let me ask you guys this. Is it smell attractive? Is it something? I was like, you know what? I can get into this.
I usually don't drink my coffee black, but I drank this black by itself.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree. It smells dark. It smells roasty. Probably could knock back a few of those for sure.
Nice. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say I actually do pick up the vanilla. It's more of a vanilla bean husk.
Mm.
The remnants of the shell that you scrape out all the goodies.
Kind of earthiness.
Yeah, that earth is kicking in there. And then the fact that the coffee is in there,
right.
It actually smells like a coconut coffee.
Okay.
Not coconut, I'm sorry,
vanilla bean coffee. Like I said, you scrape out that all the innards of the bean, and you're left with the husk. And you're right, very earthy, a lot of coffee, and it kind of just goes together with it. So
yeah,
let's get down to the taste. Here we go, guys. All right, cheers. All that good stuff right there. For a moment there, I was scared to taste it. Like, dude, I don't know. Maybe we just drunk way too much today. It's definitely earthy. It's got some grit to it. So let's start off with stacking. Stacking, what do you got on that taste?
The vanilla bean definitely pops out.
Okay.
Just very dark, very, you know, mellow towards the taste at the end from the beginning. Again, it's like I'm drinking a cup of coffee, just straight black, and it's actually good. And I don't like black.
No, that's straight. Awesome.
So it's good.
Yeah. For me, super, super coffee presence. And it tastes like fresh ground coffee, but it also tastes like coffee that's been, the grounds have been sitting for quite a while.
Right.
And I just need a cup of coffee. So I'm going to take the last little bit that's in that pot. The vanilla does come through. It's slight, just enough to remind you that there's vanilla there.
Right.
I was expecting a little bit more vanilla, but I think that's where the sweetness is coming from that vanilla. It's got a little bit of chocolate to it, but not a whole hell of a lot. To me, it's more of a coffee flavor. But it's earthy, it's gritty. It reminds me a lot of coffee grounds.
Nice. For me, I think the vanilla bean, the bean itself, is the part that's giving that extra earth drying factor. You're definitely getting a lot of really good dark, almost burnt or singed, barreled aged coffee notes. I'm also believing, the way I'm tasting it, some really, really dark ass chocolate. Also kind of on the sin side. But I think the star of this whole entire porter is the bean. What's crazy is the texture and the profile, stout, because it's very robust. It's very aggressive as far as that. And you'd be like, wow, that's a stout, but it's not. This is kind of like a beefed up porter, because porters are supposed to be tamed whatsoever, or they're supposed to be tamed compared to stouts. Stouts have more of a coffee or chocolate presence, and then porters are supposed to be dumbed down. But this is very, very aggressive to the coffee aspect of it. And then, again, that vanilla bean is the star. It's complemented by the porter.
Mm.
And then I think that's where we're all getting all that together. This is very simple for a beer. So, again, Stone did it again. So, all right, guys, we're going to get down to the grade. All right, my good sir, Mr. Stacken, how do you feel about this beer?
4.6.
4.4. Wow, that's pretty high. Why?
It's a good beer. It tastes good. It's smooth. It's not, you know, it's not what you would expect it to be based off the name of the beer itself.
Right.
It's a surprise, actually, on my end, because, again, it's not something that I would, drink all of it, you know. I would just take a couple sips and, you know, let it sit. But this is something I actually would drink.
Nice.
And again, the coffee of itself, it gives me that some coffees can actually probably taste good black.
Nice.
So it might make me look into that.
All right. All right. What about you, Mr. The Frank?
Let's see. I'm going to go 3.5. It's above average. But I think I was expecting a little bit more. I wonder if it would be very different. If it was ice cold.
Okay. All right. For me, I think I'm just going to rate it. It's not their top of the line. So I'm going to go 3.9.
Mm-hmm.
It's unique. That vanilla bean is phenomenal. The porter aspect is slightly more aggressive than I would want it to be for a porter style. But overall, it's a delicious beer. You're right. This would probably be great ice cold. I think room temperature, it was for us, room temperature is decent. But I think overall, it should be ice cold. So also, just want to let everybody know that Stone has been cutting back on their what they've been known for on their bottles. They've actually been cutting back, saving money. And their labels now are actually stickers versus their frosted glass on there. And I understand that over so many years you want to cut back on a little bit of money, but now their bottles have stickers on them. And one of the number one things I love about their bottles were the heat transfer that was on there. And
right.
Then, you know, but you know, you win some and lose some, and I understand that if you're going to focus your money somewhere, you're going to have to pull it out of other resources. And I get it. So there's nothing wrong with that. All right, guys, we'll be right back with the next beer. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
When I'm
Well, I have a question. Yeah. I've noticed that you're actually on obsbeers.com.
Yes, I am.
And what is it that keeps you coming back to being on the show?
I think it's a sense of fun. We have a really good time doing the podcast and doing the Periscopes. Also a feeling of family. Just there's a lot of good people that we interact with, and we try to interact with everybody that's on there. And then just learning about craft beer. It's been an interesting journey trying to get more knowledge into the craft beer industry. So it's cool, and I appreciate what you've done.
Oh, cool. All right, guys. Make sure you guys head over to obsbeers.com. We promise you it'll be a time well spent. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the last of this shit show. Stacking, we want to say thank you for being here with us. Are you having fun?
Hell yeah.
Fantastic. All right, Frank, what's this fantastic last beer we got for these guys?
From Brewery Omegang out of Cooperstown, New York. This is Rare Voss Amber Ale. It is 6.5% ABV. If you are looking for more information on these guys, it's www.omegang, which is OMMEGANG.com. They're out of Cooperstown, New York.
All right, let's go ahead and...
It's where the Baseball Hall of Fame is.
The where?
The Baseball Hall of Fame.
Baseball? People still play that?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
So I know a little bit about Omegang, just from listening to stuff on the radio and just a little research. They are a Belgian-style brewery. That's what they do. That's their big deal. I know they have a Belgian fest every summer. So it's interesting. There's quite a few breweries in the States that do only Belgian styles. So it's kind
of
neat.
Oh, yes. I'm a huge fan of the Belgium. I love the Belgium. It's really, really good stuff. I truly, truly enjoy them immensely. So it's always a good thing. All right, guys. So let's go ahead and get down to the visual. What do you guys like about how it's presented in your glass?
It's kind of bordering on an amber, unless it actually said it was an amber. I don't know if it did. Yes, it did. It said it was an amber ale. So that's right. It hits it right on the mark. It's not kind of a yellow or a pale yellow like a lager would be. It's not quite copperish, but a little on the orange side. Mine did not really head up a whole hell of a lot. Yours did, Key, because you got the end of the bottle as usual, because you're...
What they call in the industry?
Power bottom.
No, bottom boy.
Bottom boy.
Yeah.
Legs are okay. Nothing fantastic.
All right. So are we ready? Let's go ahead and just smell this up, and we'll see if Mr. Stackman, how do you feel about what you're smelling? Ooh, girl.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, girl. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys don't understand the terminology of ooh, girl, just know it's ooh, girl. All right, Stackman, what you got for these people out here?
Really fruity.
Like fruity pants or like fruity like edible?
Fruity pants.
Okay. A little bit of fruity pants over here.
Oranges, grapes.
All right.
Trying to think.
Don't hurt yourself.
Think, but apples.
Okay, apples. Sounds good to me.
Going back to the green apples.
All right, a little sour. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, a little tart. Okay, fantastic. Are you comfortable with that decision that you made?
I am.
All right, Frank, take it away.
I was heading in that direction also. I was thinking apples, pears, something that you're going to get out of an orchard as opposed to a vine. So a little less earthy. But sweet, definitely malty. I don't get a whole lot of a yeast presence like you kind of normally do with a Belgian. Little spicy and does smell a little boozy.
All right, cool. All right, for me, sticky caramel. I'm definitely getting figs. I'm definitely getting some dark fruits. No raisin, though. I'm getting dates, figs, sticky caramel. I'm getting, this is going to sound weird, walnuts, like if they were... blanched and roasted a little bit of walnuts.
Uh-huh.
I'm also definitely getting that Belgium yeast all day. I'm also getting this weird color, like an orange brown. That's just me. I'm not actually looking at the glass. I'm just going off what I'm smelling. And only reason why I'm doing that is because that's just where my brain went, was right to a color. And it smells like rather thick. It has a very, you know what? Caramel milk chocolate. You know when you take the caramel syrup and mix it in milk and you have a caramel?
Yep.
It's what it smells like. It smells almost like a milk stout a little bit. It's got that soft, fluffy body to it, but with caramel. I'm smelling caramel all day. So, all right, guys, let's get down to the taste.
Cheers.
Cheers to all that good shit right there. Holy shit, that is super, super sweet. Very malty. Frank, you go ahead on this one, bud.
It's really sweet, really malty. I'm getting a little banana now, just a slight bit. I don't get as much apple and pear as I did at the beginning. Still a little bit spicy. I can't really put my finger on what it is. Probably coriander or nutmeg. Not really clovey, not really cinnamon. Kind of dry in the back. Finishes dry. It's tasty.
Glad you saved this one
for
last.
I'm glad we saved it for last.
All right, Stacken, what do you got on this unique beer? So far, Frank is like, hell yeah, pull your pants down.
I'm everywhere. I'm between the fruits, between some of, I mean, the fruits itself is where it's really strong at.
Okay.
It does have a little bit of more of a sweeter than sour taste.
All right.
So, you, like, not necessarily like the gummy bears, but like maybe like a somewhere in the gummy worms, gummy bear area ballpark. If you were like to, you
okay,
know,
nothing wrong with
eat
that.
Eat one of those.
Yeah, I could dig it.
But very sweet.
Okay. For me, there is a nice undertone of lime zest. There is a very thin line of, it's a very malty beer. So I'm definitely getting all your malty profiles, such as caramel. For me, it's still caramel. It's very sweet and very sticky. But if I had to pick fruits, I'm going to have to go with still the figs. It's kind of like a little bit of some dark fruits, maybe some fermented raisins. Definitely the shell of a pineapple. I can definitely tell you if you were to eat the outside of a pineapple, that's what's going on. Let's see. Anything else I could say about this? It's very chewy. And then the body of it is actually very watery. I would only have this room temperature. I wouldn't do this ice cold. Because you were right, Frank. There is those banana esters. It almost comes across like a Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
It has a Hefeweizen description. You know, a little bit of clove, a little bit of banana esters. But overall, the experience with this beer is just hands down. I don't want to keep beating around the bush. You nailed it. My man's over there, Stacken, nailed it. And I'm just going to go ahead and agree with it. Let's keep it pushing because it is very, very delicious. So Stacken, what you got on the grade, brother?
4.3.
Okay, why?
To me, it's very, very just chill. Like, comes to drinking it and to having the flavors to it.
Right.
Again, not too strong. Again, I have to go back with one of the other beers. It gives it more of a different taste every time you drink it.
All right. Fantastic. So. All right, Frank, what you got, brother?
I'm going to give it a 4. I think it's well above average. I think we saved it for last and for a good reason. It's probably the star of the night.
Absolutely.
I like all the different kind of flavors we were getting. I really was not expecting it to be similar to a Hefeweizen. Just kind of odd. After a few sips, I didn't get the apple and the pear at the beginning, but I got it after like maybe 3 or 4 pretty good sips of it.
Right.
And so it kind of came back. It almost reminds me of a cider, just a little bit.
Like a very dry cider.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Was it me or is there also like some grapes in there? Like a little bit of some grapes on that finish?
Yeah, I think that Stacken said he got grapes in the nose.
Absolutely. This is a all over the place beer. It's complex, simple. It's just there's a lot going on and it's a good thing. Did you rate it?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to make sure.
It's up to you.
It's my turn?
Yep.
I'm giving it a 4 or 5, baby. Great. No, I think this is a really awesome beer. I think hands down, ice cold, room temperature, you're going to find something great about this beer. I don't really see anybody really any negative views on this beer other than they just didn't understand certain aspects. I would say if I had to pick it, Belgium yeast or that yeast, the yeasty part or the drying aspect of it. Not a lot of people that I still talk to can handle some of that drying tannins of beers. But overall, actually, truth be told, Omegon is 50-50 for me. And this one made it. So it's really, really good beer. All right, guys. So what we're going to do is be right back with our closing arguments. And we want to thank you guys for tuning in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now at the end of the shit show. We want to thank you guys as your conductor. I am Key.
I am Frank.
I'm Stacking.
And today, right now, is Stacking's first time to hang out with me. And the Frank is going to explain how this game works.
So, at the end of the show, what we do is everybody who's here gets to ask two questions. They can't be the same questions. So, one will have to be for me, one will have to be for Key. And it can be about any of the beers that are at the table. And it can be as filthy as you want.
Okay.
Frank, I think you should start this time. I think I started last week.
All right. Stacking.
In my butt. Oh, wait.
So, Stacking, when you were a dating man and a date went bad, like you didn't get any, which of these beers would you have used to drown your sorrows?
Good one.
That's just... I mean, there's only one beer, is the red.
So, okay. The red's ginger? Why?
Because I mean, you can chug down five of those. No problems. We're barely halfway on one.
So, this is the reds is really something that it's really a beer you could cry into.
Absolutely.
Fair okay. enough. I like that. All right, Stacking, he passed it to you. So, you can bat it to either one of us. What you got for us? Whatever one you want. It just has to incorporate the beer.
Okay. Key.
Yes. No, it's fine. We don't have wasted tape. That's fine. Hurry up.
If you were on a date, mm-hmm. going back to the same subject as Frank.
Okay.
And things were just going completely the opposite.
You can't use this question.
Is it similar?
It's very similar. Okay. Date went bad, you didn't get none.
Okay. No, so, I was going to go another way, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to this. If you were on a long drive, 6 hours.
Yep.
You only have these five beers in the chest.
Yeah.
And you had to choose between the most favorite to the most least. How would you order these?
Oh, that's a good question. How would I, if I was on a road trip, I'm driving.
This is all you can drink.
And I had to drink them from now and save it for the last. Well, of course, I'd save the Omegon for last because that was superior. The first beer I would literally have to get it going. I did the Stone. I'd get that going. The next one would be the Gulodon. And then I would go ahead and do the Florida Cracker. And then I do the Reds. And the reason being is I'm going to wash that shit out with some good-ass beer. So I think that's what I would do. All right, fair enough.
We don't advocate drinking and driving, obviously.
No, we do not advocate.
Well, no, you're the passenger.
Okay.
You're the passenger, not the driver.
Just want to make sure that's clear.
Yeah. Little disclaimer, guys. OBSBeers.com is 100% in no way do we condone or advocate the act of drinking and driving. At the same time, if you do that, I hope that you get what you deserve because that's just dumb and stupid in today's time when you have Uber, Lyft, or somebody with a car.
Taxi.
Today's time and age, there are no more excuses. I can get it 10 years ago, sure. Today's time and age, sorry. No excuses. Zero tolerance on that shit. All right, so Frank.
Before you ask this question, just another thought. We probably don't rate or don't advocate open containers either.
No, we don't do that either.
Just making sure we get
it. We park our ass down and drink it down.
There you go.
Unless I'm walking somewhere in a brown bag. But yeah, you're right. No open containers, guys. You got to do the right thing. All right, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Out of all these beers.
Yeah.
All right, you became... I'm sorry, let's rephrase it. You were just diagnosed with cancer.
Right.
But it gave you superpowers.
Right.
Which beer are you celebrating with? And then also at the same time, drowning your sorrows, you have cancer.
Probably the Omegon.
Okay.
Just to have something nice to kind of cut pain.
Right. You're still a superhero.
Yeah, but once you kind of get that news, it's downtrodden.
Fucking kryptonite.
But then I'd be able to, if I put a few of them back, I'd really feel super.
Absolutely. All right, balls in your court, Mr. The Frank. Let's do it.
Key.
Yo.
Let's see.
In my butt.
Exactly.
What you got for me?
The rape whistle has gone out the window.
Oh, goddamn rape whistle. I knew I should have kept it on a lanyard.
And you're about to get down to it.
Yeah.
Which one of these do you got to chug real fast?
If I'm going to get down to it... I'm doing a Gulodon. It's going to be a nasty taste going in. It's going to be a nasty taste going out. I'm going to do the motherfucking goddamn Gulodon.
Yep.
That face is grimy. All right, stack it.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Go.
All right. Out of all these beers, which one are you going to share with the wife?
Ooh, good question.
If you saw this in a store right now, you saw this lineup, and it's a special night, you and your girl...
It's finally going down. You are going to get your first taste of anal. Which one is the beer that you're going to be like, she's like, get us a nice beer. Out of these five, which one is going to give that smooth taste to anal?
This is a nice beer. Put it in my butt.
So which one is in my
favorite? I'm going to have to go with the Army Gang.
Are you going to do that one?
I
and
am.
And why is that? Why would you pick this over all of these to do anal with your special love?
Because I know this is something she wouldn't have an issue drinking.
Oh, really?
It'd be very mellow for her, and it wouldn't be like too strong.
She wouldn't choke on it.
Very hard.
Wouldn't be the beer she's choking on. All right, Stack, and I believe it's...
Two.
Yeah.
That was it, right? Are we done? Yeah.
Oh,
shit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Stack, and I want to thank you for hanging out with us on this wonderful episode today.
Thank you for the invite.
I want to say, Frank, thank you very much for always hanging out with me, being a wonderful co-host.
My pleasure, as always.
I want to thank Periscope. You guys are wonderful for watching us live and helping us out and saying really fucked up shit. We also want to thank ChillLevelRadio.net for allowing us to continue being one of the most domineering podcasts out there on the planet. And we want to thank each and every one of you guys, over 143 countries. Thank you so much. And make sure you guys, if you don't want this party to stop, head over to obsbeers.com. Also, if you want to reach us by Skype, if you want to reach us by WhatsApp, if you want to reach us by Glide, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, Snapchat, Instagram, any of those things, search OBS Beers is all you have to look up. Now, with that said, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
All right, guys, I'll check you guys next week. Thank you, man.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.